This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1303. Here goes nothing. How to put your best foot forward in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to get weekly transcripts delivered to your email inbox, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
Are you someone who puts your all into something, or do you hold back? Today, we talk about how you can make a good impression and try your hardest in every situation, plus why the underdog is so popular in American culture.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team, but it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Hey there, Michelle. Doing pretty well. How are you?
I'm good. I have a question for you, though.
Okay, I am ready.
Shoot. Would you say that you put your best foot forward every day?
Ooh, best foot forward in terms of how hard I work, or just like my attitude, or in what way?
Just in general, like, I mean, all of it together. Would you say that you do?
I think I do. I try to, at least.
Yeah.
And I think some of this is cultural too, because in American culture, we have this bias towards being positive, right? Like, we want to always be positive. It's like kind of embarrassing in a sense to go out of the house and look sad or just present a non-positive attitude. That's really true. Interesting.
That is true. And you know what? Because the truth is sometimes it can be hard to be on all the time, right? What does that mean to be on?
To be on is to be in a positive mind state.
Yeah, right. It's kind of like, it makes me think of celebrities. Like, they have to be on all the time, because if somebody catches them in a bad moment, you know, then they could get bad press or something.
Oh my God, I always wondered what that would be like. No wonder they always wear sunglasses. Yeah. I mean, I guess it's California, so it's like, but you always see them in sunglasses and hats,
right?
You know, just kind of concealing their identities.
Right.
So really interesting.
Right. So guys, I mean, it can be hard to put your best foot forward every day. Like every day.
Definitely.
I mean, we can have this idea that we try, but I think we need breaks. That's why we need vacation. That's why we need weekends, right? We need to refresh ourselves, because otherwise we have this intention to do our best, but it can be tough.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, vacations are always a really good way for me to just restore my like vigor in life, my interest in life, and just the way you feel on a Friday afternoon at the end of the week when you're burnt out versus the way you feel on Monday. If you take a weekend away, maybe get into nature, is like just astronomically different.
Right. So Lindsay, I was saying this, put your best foot forward. And I bring this up because we got an Instagram question about this idiom. It's just a short question, but it's from RIE045. And it said, put one's foot forward.
Yeah. Okay,
so this person wants to learn this idiom.
Yeah, so that was the question, right? Rie, maybe.
Oh, yes.
Maybe, who knows? Well, I don't know. It's hard to say. That's just the username. But asks about how to use that
that question, that phrase. It's a good one because this is also one that I'm sure we'll put in our personal power list.
Oh, yeah.
Right, Michelle, for the app, the iOS app, definitely. And I know, guys, you guys are always asking us, when are we going to build the Android app? Good question. We are hoping to do it in 2020. We're going to need your support as a community. And just stay tuned. Keep listening. If you do use Android, just keep tuning into the podcast. But if you do have an iOS device, you can get the app at allearsenglish.com/bonuses. You get real-time transcripts there if you join as a premium user and a personal power list of vocabulary words. And I think, Michelle, you're going to put this one in there, right? Probably.
I think so.
Yeah. All right. Awesome. So let's get into answering this.
Definitely. Yeah. So this is a great question. This is a really specific one. I really like it. I mean, this one, put one's foot forward. I haven't really just heard put your foot forward. I personally haven't heard that. It's possible that some people would say it. But I mean, have you heard that, Lindsay?
Like put your foot forward by itself without best?
Yeah.
Or put your foot forward. Yeah, not really. I think it's usually best foot forward.
Yeah, that's what I would hear. So I don't know if other people use that one, but I only hear put your best foot forward.
Yeah, it's kind of a chunk. So I would advise our listeners to just stick with that chunk.
Yeah, that's what I think. I mean, what does it mean to you, Lindsay? What does that mean?
Okay, so it means to try your best to do your best to kind of impress people, to, again, like we said before, put on a happy face.
Right.
As I said, like just put your best foot forward, make a good impression on people.
Right. And I think it's almost like going into something new with like an energy, like a special energy.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of the first day of school.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Oh, well, that's funny that you said that because here's an example that I wrote. I know you said the summer is over, but you have to put your best foot forward when starting the new school year.
Yeah, it makes me think like we used to always go shopping for back to school clothes. Mm-hmm. And I always wanted something new to wear on the first day of school.
Oh,
like,
me too.
You know what I mean? Are you, and you know, you have to get, as a kid, you have to get your notebook, your new pencils.
It's exciting.
It's the whole thing. It is exciting. And it's also nerve wracking. I used to get really nervous. How about you?
I just would really miss the summer.
Nostalgic.
Yeah.
Guys, we talked about it in a previous episode, 1301, last Thursday, about how nostalgic Michelle is. So go back and listen to that one. Now we understand you, Michelle.
I'm nostalgic for like 2 weeks ago. Yeah, that's really funny. Okay, so I was kind of a grumpy Grace, I don't know. I just made that up for for the start of the new school year because I was kind of cynical about it. I like knew. I was like, yeah, it's fun for 2 weeks and then you're tired.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, summer is obviously better than the school year. I mean, like, summer vacation is the best when you're a kid. So
yeah, it is. What's another example, Lindsay?
Is IELTS in your 2020 plan? We have the strategies and tactics to get you those points that you need for immigration. Go now and subscribe to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, and we'll see you there.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan. And save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
So here's another good time to put your best foot forward when you're meeting your partner's family, right? So for example, I want to put my best foot forward when I meet your family. So let me know more information about what they like to talk about.
Right.
That's important.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. That can be intimidating.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Okay. So this is usually when it comes to this phrase, starting something new, trying something different, guys, like we said, a new school year or meeting some of your partner's parents, that kind of thing.
Right. Right. Have you tried anything new, Lindsay? I mean, you moved.
Yeah, I'm trying all kinds of new things. I'm looking for a new meditation center. So you could say that I'm meditation shopping right now.
I love it.
I am going to different events. Last night, I went to a food tech event, which is, so, you know, we work in ed tech, right? We work in education technology at All Ears English. But I wanted to go to a food technology event to see if I could get ideas that we could apply to our work here at All Ears English to see what they're doing in the food tech space.
So
I'm open right now to going to different weird events and things like that. So yeah.
So you're putting your best foot forward about learning new things.
I would say so. Yeah. I also want to meet new people because I'm in Denver and, you know, to be honest, I really went there to meet new people.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, for me, you know, I'm putting my best foot forward, getting back more into working. And, you know, I'm also meeting a lot of new friends who also have babies. And yeah, so it's fun to kind of meet new people. And yeah, I really have to. I mean, yeah. And like you said, you know, just trying your best, trying to do your best. I mean, and trying to have positivity. I mean, with my baby, even I have to wake up. And even if I'm exhausted, I can't just sit there and not look at him.
Yeah, I can imagine. It's true for all of our listeners who have kids. They can understand you with this, right? Yeah. It's clearly like a before kids and an after kids life change, right? Yeah,
so
for
good.
Better or for worse. Yeah,
he's cute. So, but Lindsay, so how else can you say this?
Okay, so here's one, guys. So put everything you have into something. Oh, this is good. To put everything you have into it. So for example, if you want to succeed at learning a new language, you have to put everything you have into finding ways to speak with others and immerse yourself in the language. Okay, put that. So everything you have by that, we mean what, Michelle?
It's basically like all your energy, everything that you care about.
Yeah, like your life energy, what's inside you, your emotions, your intellect, your force, right? Inside you, inside your gut, inside your brain, you put it into something.
Right, exactly. And then another one is to give 100% or to give something or it 100%, right? So like, for example, if I said, I want to run a marathon, so I'm going to give... Oh, wait, some people say 110% to be a little bit more extreme. So here we go. I want to run a marathon, so I'm going to give 110% to training over the next month.
Yeah, and this is a good example of how we exaggerate in American English. And also, you don't have to say, I guess I do hear 110% more, but you could say, I want to give 150%. You could say 175%. You can make it out. This is the fun part of language, guys. When you start to exaggerate, just play around with it.
Definitely, definitely. I love that. And what's another one, Lindsay? What's the last one?
So to give it your all. This is definitely a common chunk. You might see this in movies. I'm thinking of the movie Rudy.
Wow.
Do you know that one?
I do know Rudy.
Oh, such a great movie, guys. Check it out. A story of a guy who wanted to play for Notre Dame football, the football team there. And he was tiny. He was a small guy, but he worked so hard. It's kind of like a Rocky type story, right?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. So give it your all. Yeah. So you could say, well, what's an example?
Okay. So come on, don't be nervous about the test. Just give it your all and you'll do great.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's all about having this energy inside of you and giving that to something, like putting all of your energy into something.
I guess this kind of makes me think of the episode that we just published, actually, and I posted it on our Instagram channel and asked our listeners for comments. The one that just came out would be episode, I'm trying to get the number, the one about careers. Like, we asked our listeners, should a career fulfill you? I think that's what kind of gets me excited about finding fulfillment. There's something very satisfying to me about putting 100% of yourself into something.
Yeah.
Like an immersive thing.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And I feel like more and more I've been doing that and like having a positive outlook. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not that I didn't in the past, but I feel like lately I'm like really going for it. And
good.
And it's good. It feels good to be busy. It feels too good to have like your energy on something. So I think it's a good feeling.
Yeah, I think it's really fulfilling. I mean, even if you don't succeed, however you define that, at least you put yourself 100% into it. You try. You can tell yourself at the end that you tried. Exactly. You gave your absolute best. And guys, by the way, that episode number is 1263. If you want to go back, that was actually a really good episode. So go back and check it out.
That was a fun one. Yeah. So guys, these are great ways to express that you are going to try really hard to do something, to impress someone, whatever it is. And these are, you know, more fun ways to express that feeling.
Okay, so in this situation, it looks like I'm nervous because it's my first day of work. Is that right?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Okay, here goes nothing. My first day.
Oh, Lindsay, you'll be great. Just put your best foot forward. They will be super impressed.
Thanks. I'll give it 110%. It's a little scary, though.
Well, Lindsay, you always put everything you have into making a good impression, so I have no doubt they'll think you're great.
Thanks. I'll give it my all. Here goes nothing. Wish me luck.
Good luck.
Ooh, that was an interesting one that I think we should highlight right away. Here goes nothing.
Yeah, you said it twice, actually.
I've always thought that was really interesting as a phrase.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the deal with that phrase, actually?
Yeah, I know. It's kind of counterintuitive. I guess right. It's kind of being humble. It's saying like, oh, this isn't going to be much that I'm putting into it, but I'm going to try. But it's super common. And I feel like it's been around for years, like for generations.
Yeah, you know? It definitely has been. And I think it's a good one. Either maybe it'll definitely be on the power vocabulary list.
Definitely.
So it'll be there. But maybe we could even do more about this one because this is a really interesting one.
Yeah, maybe we should do a separate episode just highlighting that and talking about it because I think that's one that survived the years.
Yeah. and so many of them don't, Lindsay.
So many of them go somewhere to die.
Yeah, that's so true. So here we go. So you said you were nervous. So I said, just put your best foot forward.
Yeah. And then I said, all right, I'll give it 110%. And again, guys, like I said earlier, you could have said 150%. Just have fun with that one.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And then I said, you always put everything you have into making a good impression.
Yeah. And then I said, thanks. I'll give it my all.
Nice.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Definitely makes me think of our narrative and our culture around this underdog concept. And again, that would be, you guys can go explore the movie Rudy or even Rocky. Like I said before, it's such a core value that we hold in American culture is the underdog.
Definitely. Yeah. Oh, I love that, Lindsay. Okay, that's interesting. Yeah, the underdog. I always find myself rooting for the underdog.
We always do. I know, it's true. Maybe that deserves another episode in itself, or maybe we've already done it. But what's the takeaway for today, Michelle?
Well, guys, these phrases express that something is important to you and that you are going to put a huge effort into doing well. They show confidence, right? They can reassure someone, like Lindsay, how I said, you always put everything you have into something, right? And they're dynamical. That's a new one. Dynamical. Sometimes I think, oh, I'm almost through the episode. I did okay job, didn't make up any new words. And then I say dynamical right at the end.
Hey, it's fun for our listeners when we make up
dynamical.
New words.
I like it. It kind of sounds fun. I was going to say dynamic and useful.
That's dynamical. Awesome. So guys, go out and put your best foot forward as always. And guys, remember we mentioned the personal power list. We mentioned the real-time transcripts. The search bar at the top of the episode list, these are all things that you get exclusively in the iOS app. So go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Michelle, anything else you want to say to our listeners today?
It's been a dynamical day, guys. Thank you for listening.
All right, Michelle, have a good one. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.